From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with you this afternoon, and I'm with my friend Bobby Solomon. Bobby, I've been apologizing, but I need to have you on the air more. I'm so excited to let our people that are listening know, or remind them at least, that Sundays at 3:20 on 88.3 KLYT is your show, the Mentor Me Ministry show. That's Sundays, 3:20. And we were talking briefly before we started the program today that maybe we could expand that a little bit, because you do have a 15-minute show as well.
We do. We have 15 minutes. By the way, forgiven.
Thank you. Totally forgiven.
This makes up for all of it to be here today. Hi, everybody, and praise Jesus. I want to just read a Bible verse, if I may.
Absolutely.
Since my ministry is about fatherless boys, this is a verse that God has given to us over and over and over again. A father of the fatherless and a defender of widows is God in his holy habitation. And that is from Psalm 68:5. That's who God is to the fatherless and widow.
Yeah. Play a little bit farther on that, Bobby. I want our listeners to know about you. I want them to know about Mentor Me. And let's start with, why have you committed yourself to ministering to fatherless boys?
Okay, that's a good question. A little bit about me. I grew up in California, and please don't hold that against me. It's a beautiful place. Things in some issues may not be so beautiful there, but California is beautiful. And there are a lot of believers in California, and there are a lot of those that will be believers. Like I was, my dad died when I was 12. And it broke my heart. I basically wanted to die with him, Jim. And it was a lot of pain. It was a whole lot of pain. I'm sure a lot of men listening or ladies that have lost somebody or lost their parents feel the same way. Or maybe you lost somebody. It was just a lot of pain for me. I really missed my dad. And I didn't know that he was sick. So it just happened overnight. Woke up one morning. My uncle is in the house telling me my dad died, and before he even told me, somehow I knew that he had died.
And obviously you had a great relationship with him before he passed.
I did. I was real close to my father. He is a great guy. He worked hard, and I learned a lot from him, and still things that I have observed that he did, I find myself kind of doing some really cool things, like with plants and gardening and stuff like that. I wanted to know my dad as a boy growing to be a man. And at that 12 years time, I was just cut off. So that really hurt me. And I just floundered. I had a lot of anger. I remember my mom, she took a lot from me. She told me once, you got to go see a psychiatrist. And I said, no, I'm not going. I was 13 then. She goes, yes, you are. I go, no, I'm not going. She goes, I'll put you in the hospital. And I said to her, you can't do that. And she goes, I can do it legally. So I went to a psychiatrist for 3 years about anger. He was not Christian, so he helped me a lot, Jim, but he couldn't help me with the Lord. And I just floundered around. I kind of call fatherless boys, they're kind of do-it-yourselfers. If they don't have any proper instruction, like a mentor, a Christian man in their lives, or maybe a grandpa that can help them or something, we figure it out for ourselves. We just figure things out. I couldn't figure out my life. I've worked since I was 15. I couldn't figure things out. I got married when I was 20. Loved the young lady, and she loved me, but it only lasted 10 years, and I have a son from that marriage. And then later I got married again. That lasted 6 years, and I just couldn't understand. I will tell you, as a boy growing up, I didn't know how to have a relationship.
So you felt like losing your father at 12 really made it difficult for you to grow into manhood.
It was extremely difficult. And I didn't get to see that relationship when I was older with him and my mother. And I thought a relationship with a woman or a teenage girl was just about having sex and proving myself. And it wasn't about that at all. And I didn't know Jesus. And I just kept floundering around. When I was about 42 years old, God introduced me to a wonderful Christian lady. And I'm not sure if I was 42. I might have been a little younger then. And we just got to know each other over 5 years. I never met anybody like her before. And very unusual person to me. And she never tried to change me, but I knew she had her Bible with her, and I knew she prayed. And I finally received the Lord, and we got married. I was 46. Mm.
And she's the one that introduced you to Jesus.
She did, but she didn't. She just showed him to me by her.
I see, yeah.
I wouldn't have anything to do with Christianity. I'm a Jewish man, both parents. And so my forefathers are from one of the 12 tribes. I thought Christians hated me. I heard all kinds of slanderous remarks against Jews growing up. My dad had changed his name after his honorable discharge from World War II, I think because he couldn't get a job. So my forefather's name, my grandfather's name was Solomon, and I go by the name Bobby Solomon. Bobby's my nickname because that is my family name, but my dad changed the name to Drake. None of my friends knew I was Jewish, and I could hear them saying all kinds of bad remarks about Jews, and knowing they went to church, too, and even from adults. And so I got really pushed away from the idea of Christianity. Funny thing is, I was never pushed away from Jesus per se, Jim. It was the idea of church and pastors. I couldn't stand pastors. Pastors were hypocrites. Christians were hypocrites. My next door neighbors were bullies. One tried to run me over with a car. And they went to church, and I thought, well, I want none of this stuff. Until I met Lynn, and I saw a different side of who a Christian person really is. And there's many Christians that make remarks about Jews. There was a lady at my church. She had a garage sale. We were talking at church one day, and she said, oh, it was a great garage sale. And she goes, this man came over, and she said he tried to Jew me down, but I wouldn't let him. And I said, do you know what you just said?
Yeah.
And she said, well, how else would I say it? So anyways, those kinds of things.
Well, Bobby, how interesting is it? Obviously, you're very familiar with Paul the Apostle, Jewish man. And how about all of his instructions to both Gentile and Jewish churches that have become Christian and given themselves to Christ? How many times does he have to instruct us to love one another? I find that very paradoxical. Shouldn't Christians, people led by the Holy Spirit, know how to love each other? And I will tell you, as a very zealous Christian early in my walk, I became a Christian in 1976.
Wow.
Senior in high school.
I'm glad to hear that.
I remember going out. Well, but I'm going to share something that's probably not very loving, is I can remember now taking the Four Spiritual Laws tracts to a shopping mall or something like that, and very zealously sharing my faith and handing these to people. And I wasn't mean to them, but if they didn't immediately agree with what I said, I just walked to the next person. So they didn't feel valued. They didn't feel like I was very loving. And, mm-hmm. I can see why. That's why, Bobby, I'm so impressed with Mentor Me, because you have committed yourself to people that have, like I will tell you that my life was not hard because my mom and dad were awesome. I didn't lose my dad until May of last year. One of my best friends, super dad. I'm so thankful for both of my parents. But I know that a lot of people didn't have that experience. You weren't able to have that experience. So now you have invested in Mentor Me Ministries to try to reach out to people that need a father.
Yeah. Yeah. The things you said bringing tears to my eyes. That's correct. And God gave this ministry to me after I got saved. he had me praying repeatedly and crying in prayer, God, I know you have saved me. You have saved me from my sin. You saved me for all eternity. Now how can I give my life back to you? 46 years old, crying every day, praying, crying every day for a long time. And people were praying for me that I would hear the will of God. They would say, how can I pray for you? I'd say, just pray God's will. Pray God, that's it. And it went on for months. And Lynn and I, my wife, we went away to a resort in Arizona for 3 days and really believed that when we got back, God was going to give us our marching orders, and he did. It was this ministry work right here.
I love it. I love it. So you came from California to New Mexico, but Mentor Me is really not a New Mexico thing. It's in many, many parts of the country now, isn't it?
It's throughout the United States. It has been for about 10 years or a little more. The ministry started in Orange County, California, and for about 10 years there. It started in the year 2000. We became a nonprofit in 2004. For about 10 years there, that's all we did was regional work in Orange County, mentoring fatherless boys, camps, bicycle events, all kinds of things with Christian men, and the boys are getting saved. It's all about Jesus. We have given fatherless boys many things, brand new bicycles, food, games, all kinds of things, help them move, all kinds of things, but it's always been about Jesus, because I know, and God showed me, that all these things are good, but without him, it's just like I was growing up without knowing Jesus and knowing that the Father really loved me and what a Christian is really like, that we're all sinners.
Yes. Amen. We're on the radio today with Bobby Solomon. He's the founder and president of Mentor Me Ministries. You can listen to the Mentor Me broadcast every Sunday right here on KLYT at 3:20 p.m. in the afternoon, 88.3 KLYT. You're listening to ABQ Connect. I'm Jim Williams along with Bobby Solomon. And we're going to be back to talk more with Bobby about how they're reaching out to young people today, to fatherless boys in particular. We'll be back. Stay with us. Welcome back into ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with Bobby Solomon. And Bobby is the founder and president of Mentor Me Ministries. It is a nationwide ministry. Their show is on every Sunday, 3:20 p.m., 88.3 KLYT, where you are at right now. Bobby, you've talked to us a little bit about things that you've done for fatherless boys. How are you reaching out to fatherless boys today?
Today, I'll tell you. I want to just backtrack for a moment, Jim, sure. Just a minute or two from your last question to me. After that 10-year period I was speaking of where we had all this in-person mentoring and everything in Orange County and Southern California, including many, many weekend camps, the Lord sent my wife and I and my daughter out across the U.S., and we were like mobile missionaries for years, even stayed in a mobile home here and there and everywhere for years. And we just did events in different places that we were led by the Lord for fatherless boys. It could be a bike event, a Christmas event, this and that. Always a call to come to Jesus, always free things, always free food. And the churches that heard the Lord to help us, to work with us, were few, but they were very strong in the Lord. The Holy Spirit was there. So God started the USA part of the ministry that way, and that went on for a number of years. In the meantime, he gave us one radio show that started in Flint, Michigan, which is where we had a wonderful two or three camps there, and that's still going on. That's been over 10 years now, WSNL. It goes in through Central Michigan and Ontario, Canada, a little bit. And then he started to expand the radio ministry. He kind of settled us in New Mexico here for a while and California at the same time. And then in 2015, he took my lovely wife, Lynn, home to be with him. All of a sudden, boom, she's out of here. And so my daughter was 13, and we went through that, and we both had peace about where she was, crying a lot. And God started to expand the radio ministry. He always wanted it, and he always wanted us to mentor over the internet. And I always wonder, how are we going to do that? How do you mentor over the internet? I could not let go of this having to be there physically with all these activities with the Fatherless Boys. It's just something that was in me. But through the pandemic, which I know there was a lot of this stuff through the pandemic, a lot of, you know, electronic stuff, people had to do things different. But that's when the Lord started to show us, okay, you got to do it now because you're restricted, and never really told it to me in prayer that way. But he started to show us as a ministry how to expand this. He expanded the radio shows greatly. We have a 5-minute show with Johnny Blueheart. Johnny Blueheart talks about peace. Johnny has a blue heart. It's not really blue, but his heart is peaceful. It's peaceful like the blue sky above and like the deep blue sea. And if you listen on Sunday, you can hear Johnny Blueheart. Johnny, how are you? Bobby, I'm doing great. How are you, friends? How are you, Fatherless Boys? Have peace in Jesus today. So that's Johnny. And his Bible verse that we talk about is John 14:27, where Jesus says, you want to do it, Johnny, or me? Bobby, you say it. Peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. And so we talk about that a lot. Two Fatherless Boys, and we have a 15-minute show that we do also with Oscar. Oscar's not here today. And so God expanded this radio ministry across the country. There's actually 6 different networks, I think, that broadcast in New Mexico, including this one.
Fantastic.
2 of them are on the Navajo Nation. 1 of them is in New Mexico, barely, and the other one's in Arizona, but the airways go everywhere. 1 of them is in Colorado, and it comes down a little bit north. And then we have several in the state. And so glad to be here because I believe there's a great following through the Calvary Radio. So there's now 50 different stations that we're on throughout the country. From California to New York, in the southeast, in the north, in the center of the country. And one of them goes down into Mexico, and then there's 3 in Africa. This is a real interesting thing because during the pandemic, Jim, we always had a Facebook presence, but really didn't do a lot with it. And the Lord started to have us really work Facebook and also LinkedIn. And we got connected with ministries globally, and they have taken our 12-part leadership training in Christ, and there's ministry leaders in Africa and India that have every week, mostly they do it on Sunday, our training, and when they're done with it, we send them a certificate. Sometimes it doesn't get there, but it's laminated in plastic. Each Fatherless Boy gets a certificate. We've done it here, too. But there's a great following, a big door that's opened up globally, and they get these plastic laminated certificates, and they're beautiful. It's thick lamination, so you know kids are not going to hurt them easy. The last one in Tanzania just 2 weeks ago, they had a graduation party. They had all their pastors there. They had the boys come and get their certificates, and they get saved through this process because it's scripturally based. It's called God as Our Father. Scripturally based, and it has a call to come to Jesus. Even one of the lessons says, do you want to get saved today? And they have to answer these questions and get these questions, these answers back to us. And sometimes they don't get them exactly right. There's one about Job that they kind of miss, so we talk about it a lot. That's also going on, including the radio in the U.S. And also, personally, I go to the Navajo Nation as often as I can to mentor Fatherless Boys, pray, go to the radio station there, or have a Christmas event or Fatherless Day event.
Well, Bobby, I want to remind our listeners of a couple things that you've said. In the first segment, you talked about the fact that you are a 501c3 Christian ministry organization. Your website is MentorMe, so MentorMe.org. And people can go there to find out more. But you know this already because I think You've had support when we've had you on the radio pretty frequently. We're going to be committed now to keeping you on the show once in a while so we can do this on a regular basis. But I want our listeners, I think people listen intently, not because we're begging for money, but because they want to hear what God is doing with ministries like yours. They want to know that you're actually effectively, and I find it fascinating that you've been able to use radio, terrestrial radio, and internet radio to reach people in very remote parts of, for example, the Navajo Nation. Now, I had a perception up until the pandemic that the Navajo Nation was, oh, well, there's this Pueblo, and then there's this housing community, and then there's... Well, that's really not the case. The Navajo Nation, for an example, is gigantic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's largely in Arizona, which I didn't know that either. I thought it was mainly in New Mexico. But when you start talking about the northwestern side of our state, most of that is Navajo Nation. And we were taking firewood. And we were taking food. We were working with Convoy of Hope and Samaritan's Purse during the pandemic to provide some help for people that were living on the Navajo, Zuni, and there's another one. I'll think of it in just a second. I was primarily working.
Apache is around there.
Well, I was really working primarily on the Navajo Nation. And what we would do is we had Native folks that were, they kind of knew where people lived. And when I said, okay, well, let's drive a load of firewood and fresh vegetables out to this house, they kind of looked at me like, are you sure? And we would literally drive an hour and a half on a dirt road, and they would ask us not to get out of the car because a lot of the people were suspicious of non-Native people. Mm-hmm. So they felt, but they were leading people to Christ and meeting their physical needs. And you would literally drive out into the middle of nowhere, no running water, no electricity. But you know what? They all had a transistor radio, and they would listen to radio broadcasts.
That's right.
So I'm fascinated with what you're doing. Of course, there's other sections of these sovereign lands that people have, you know, TV and radio and internet and all of those things as well. And you're present there as well.
Yes.
So if somebody is interested listening to this, do you have a ministry phone number they can call to reach out to you?
Yeah, we do.
What is that number?
We do. It's 800-787-5044. 800-787-5044.
Bobby, we're going to take another break to say thank you to our sponsors, but we'll be right back with Bobby Solomon. He is the founder and president of Mentor Me Ministries, really trying to reach out and mentor fatherless boys. And it's just amazing what you've accomplished and the dedication you've had, and you've had to endure some tragedy. So I'm going to kind of go back to Bobby Solomon in our next segment and just really ask the question, how has the Holy Spirit kept you going in the face of some difficult things that you faced? We'll be back on ABQ Connect right after these messages. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with you this afternoon. Of course, Steve Ryman will be with you back tomorrow. We're talking with Bobby Solomon. He is the founder and president of Mentor Me Ministries. They work with homeless boys. I want...
Fatherless boys.
Fatherless boys. What did I say? Homeless?
It's okay.
But a lot
they
of
might people, be homeless,
they
too.
They might be homeless. Yeah, but I meant fatherless. What, Bobby, I was thinking in my mind that there's probably a lot of fatherless girls as well, but you're really focused on the boys. And I want people to not feel like the girls are left out. It's no different than having a men's group. I think you're really trying to prepare men so that they are the men God wants for these women. Is that true?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. God must have given you that insight.
Well, and Bobby, you've shared some things about being married and divorced. You've your marriage to Lynn, that's where you came to faith in Christ, had a whole different relationship with her, and God took her home. It sounds like you have motivations not just led by the Holy Spirit, but you're also honoring your wife in some way too, aren't you?
Well, interesting that you should ask that question. Lynn prayed. Lynn prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And she prayed for this state, for the fatherless boys here and across the nation. Lynn also was fatherless. She was a fatherless girl. Her father was in prison. And she also had a marriage that didn't work, her first marriage. She didn't know what kind of a man she was supposed to marry. And but her grandmother brought her to faith in Christ when she was young. And so, yeah, it does honor Lynn. Her prayers are, I believe, they're alive. And God is fulfilling them. And I believe that he's told her. That's what I believe. It doesn't say it in the Bible. It doesn't say God told Lynn. But I believe that because she's up there with him. And so, yeah, she was great, man. She prayed spiritual warfare all the time. After the Lord took her home, Jim, I just said, God, I miss her. Who's going to pray for me? I miss this woman crying every night. I can't go to sleep. And he just says to me in my mind, in prayer, what about me? He goes, do you miss me? And I go, yep. And he turned the grief from this thing that Satan was going to beat me up with into comfort. You know, the Bible says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. God turned the grief over to a stronger relationship with him. It is beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. I love that. Bobby, you've been very candid about, let's say, character deficiencies in your own life till you came to faith in the Lord. The reason I want to bring this up is this is true with all of us. All of us have sin, but there's so many people that they get divorced or they have a substance abuse problem or this or that, and they are condemning themselves. Like they know what God wants them to be, but they're not that. But they have this internal voice that's saying they can never be what God wants. And that's really not true, is it?
No, it's not true. And Pastor Nate spoke to that this weekend about that Satan's trying to, you know, the demons are after us. They're putting messages into our minds. And that's a way that we are kept down when we submit to that, and we might not even know that it's happening because we get hazed. We get hazed a lot with all this stuff, and our sin nature kind of creeps up on us and tries to take us down. But the truth is that Jesus gives us life abundant, it says in John 10:10, gives us life abundant. We talk about that on the radio, so fatherless boys can know that's what he has for them. And also, by the way, I just remembered when we were talking on the last segment that I wanted to mention, fatherless boys actually turn the radio on themselves. And we've been contacted by kids that are 10 and younger, boys grown up without their dads, living with their grandmothers. Mostly at the Navajo Nation, we've been contacted. They're the most communicative. These guys are young, and they're turning the radio on themselves to listen to the show.
I love that. Well, because they're seeking the truth.
Yeah.
And I don't think, I mean, obviously you have a communication strategy that you've now seen is working. You're sharing the truth. You're sharing your own testimony. You said something just really interesting that Lynn used to pray for you all the time. And we know that Lynn has gone to be with the Lord back in 2015, so almost 10 years. What if somebody's listening right now and they feel the Lord saying, we want you to pray for Bobby Solomon on a regular basis? Would them reaching out to you be an encouragement to you?
Yeah, big time.
So again, that's another way that people can help.
Yeah.
Donations are tax deductible. You can reach out to Bobby at 800-787-5044 or go to mentorme.org and find out more about their ministry. How many states are you in now, Bobby? I know you have about 50 radio stations.
I'd say, just guessing, well over 30.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, and this is something a lot of people aren't thinking about. the fatherless, but you experienced that when you were pretty young at 12, close relationship with your dad, and maybe didn't. It took a little longer for you to become the man that God wanted you to be. You mentioned marrying Lynn at 46. You had some time with her before you got married, and God really changed your life.
Yeah, he did. He showed, you know, he began to show me who he is. I'm still learning that. And you mentioned prayer. We do a lot with prayer in this ministry. Yes, I would love to be prayed for personally. What can you pray for me for? Whatever the Holy Spirit tells you. And just, I will say that encouragement would, as you mentioned, Jim, I could use encouragement all the time, like we all can. I need encouragement to allow God to work through me and just go, yeah, that's a rejoicing. We're going to do more. He wants more radio. He wants more of our five-minute shows. We're starting, by the end of the year, the Lord wants an internet radio station, and that's going to be a lot of work. That's a lot of work. And so I need encouragement. I get attacked a lot, and I sure want to obey God. I sure want to please him. I need encouragement for my prayers, my prayer life. I really want it to grow. And we solicit prayers. We invite prayers on the radio. And for those of you, it could be anybody, but particularly I speak to Christian men who are the role models for fatherless boys. They live with their moms or grandmothers. They need a male role model. Or the fatherless boy himself can contact us with a prayer you have for fatherless boys, and we will put it on the radio. We've had some of that done. We'll put it on our Facebook page. We want more Christian men praying for these fatherless boys. God will fulfill those prayers. That's within his will. It says it in 1 John that if we pray in the will of God, he hears us. And if he hears us, he will fulfill those prayers. I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but this is what God wants. He's the father to the fatherless. And a big part of volunteering right now is this prayer. Lots of prayer for fatherless boys. They are growing up sideways. They need to grow straight up to Jesus Christ. And I want to put those on the air so we can encourage other people to pray. So yes, you can call or text. You can text the 800 number, 800-787-5044. Call or text your prayers for fatherless boys. Fatherless boys, if you're listening, you can text your prayers for yourselves, your grandmas, your mothers, or other fatherless boys that don't know Jesus, and we will put that on the air. And if you don't want it on the air, we still pray. We have a prayer team that prays.
Yeah, I love that a lot. Remind everybody again, Sunday, 3:20, right here on 88.3 KLYT, is the Mentor Me radio show. Bobby sends that to us every week faithfully. I didn't know you had a 15-minute show as well, so we might need to talk to you a little bit more about that. But I just know there's so many people that we don't see, Bobby, and it's out of sight, out of mind. So a lot of us may not be thinking about people that don't have a dad.
Yeah, the fatherless boys are kind of invisible. But also they're very visible. So many of you know boys growing up without their dads in the neighborhood that go to your churches. They might go to school with your own children. And then they're also invisible. A lot of times, I mean, a fatherless boy doesn't wear a little thing on his shirt, like a little sign that says, I don't have my dad anymore. So they hide. I was a hider. I hid away. I tried to hide everything. I didn't want anybody to know about me. But the prayers, God will bring those fatherless boys. If you want to mentor a fatherless boy, if you want to spend time with a fatherless boy, and try to do it in public. Don't do it concealed. Do it in public. Do it with his mom's permission. But if you, even with your family, want to do this with their family, ask God to bring a fatherless boy forth. If you know of one, and maybe you're a little nervous about it, I don't know what to do, or what if something happens, just keep praying and ask God to show you. Even if you smile at that guy, It'll change his life. Even if you go over to him and smile at him and give him a high five, it'll change his life because he doesn't get to be felt like he's worth anything. I felt like a piece of garbage growing up. These guys need to feel special. And that's coming up, Fatherless Day, June 15th. I don't know if there's time to talk about it today.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. A special day, Jim, and to our friends listening, is Fatherless Day. Fatherless Day. What is that? It's something God gave to us as a ministry probably 20 years ago. That Father's Day is a big downer for fatherless boys and their single mom families because the father is not present with them. He's not in the household. Maybe he's dead. He might be in prison. He might have left, whatever the situation. They can't celebrate Father's Day. Can you imagine? And many of you have gone through this. You see a man with his son or daughter, and you feel terrible because your father's not there. And so, again, you might want to go away, hide, or think you're not worth anything. God gave us a day called Fatherless Day. It's every year the day before Father's Day. This year, it's June 15. It's a day before Father's Day. As a ministry, for many years, we did so many Fatherless Day events. There are activities in the park. It could be at a church, food, worship music. The Christian men come. They come with their families. The moms, the sisters, the grandmas come. And there's Bibles, and there's a gospel message. There's a call to come to Jesus. There's toys and prizes, all free for the fatherless boys and single mom families. And they do come to Jesus because you get all that stuff and people dote on you and you feel special and you don't feel like you're not worth anything. So what can the church do? You can have some activity for Fatherless Day for fatherless boys and their single mom families to bless them. Bless them. And then when Father's Day comes, you got the day free for your own family.
I love it. Bobby, unfortunately, we're out of time. We could talk another hour or two because everything that you're talking about is so compelling. Bobby Solomon is the founder and president of Mentor Me Ministries. You can listen to Mentor Me's broadcast every Sunday right here on KLYT at 3:20 p.m. in the afternoon on Sundays. 800-787-5044 if you want to call the ministry to find out more about it. Giving and everything can be done online at mentorme.org, mentorme.org. Bobby, again, appreciate your friendship. Thank you for sharing with us today on ABQ.
I'm blessed, Jim. Thank you. I'm blessed. God bless you. God bless all of you today. God bless you.
Thank you.